Do you know what today is?
Today is National Promposal Day.
Oh my God, are you asking me to the prom?
It's that time of year again where teens pull out all the stops to pop the question, will you go to prom with me?
This is a surprise promposal.
So who are you going to prom with?
National Promposal Day.
A lot of people have been going the promposal route.
So I know my boyfriend is asking me to prom.
It's National Promposal Day.
It's showtime, baby.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Well, good luck to all you pimply-faced little kids that are doing that promposal thing. Yes. My name's Tom Morgan.
And Karina Carr.
And we're not going to any prom.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
What a day, Karina. Yesterday, what a day. We raised the region and we done it good.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Want to know that final amount?
Yeah, because even talking to Aubrey Alexander yesterday, and of course, Jason, the ringmaster, I call him, the game show host, he said we made $2 million last year and it was going to be hard to repeat that, given the high gas prices, given all the issues we have going on right now. And we're at the $1 million market about, what, 7 o'clock last night, and I was going, we only have 5 hours left because it went till midnight, so.
And the people of Central PA said, we got this.
Yeah, we got it.
$2,142,978. Ugh.
It's amazing.
7,447 donors and 320 organizations involved. That's pretty amazing. So great job, you guys.
Yep, you guys did it again. And we knew you would. I have been convinced over the past 40 years that nobody has a bigger heart than people in Central PA. That's for sure. Yep. So take that energy today and ask that girl to the prom.
Nice. It's Friday.
Nice.
Get your confidence
tying,
up.
Tom.
Yes. And if you're not having this grand elaborate scheme, you know, sometimes just being genuine will win her over more than you trying to do all the frills.
Totally agree with you. This whole idea is crazy. We spend too much money on proms. It's out of control. I had three daughters. One wanted to go the Hollywood route, and she's the one that's a Hollywood girl. The other two were like borrowing prom dresses from their friends.
Yeah.
Or going to the community aid. You know? I mean, so I don't think we need a prom post. Day.
No, and you certainly shouldn't go broke trying to have your kid go to prom. So
very good.
Just do what's in your budget and for your family, what's best for them to have a great night and have a memory forever.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Coming up, Jimmy Fallon with late night stuff. Kohl's department store is, they don't want to be a department store anymore. That's weird.
I don't know. I think they're drinking the Kool-Aid with everybody else going, we're shutting this down and we're not doing this. And we're, you know, so I don't really know.
We'll find out. Also, don't forget daylight saving time. We'll talk about that as well.
Yay.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
I heard that Kohl's no longer wants to be a department store and it's turning itself into a lifestyle brand. Meanwhile, TJ Maxx is sticking with their business plan, half clothing store, half fight club.
WQKX 94KX.
Don't forget, this is the weekend where we change the clocks, move 1 hour ahead.
We spring forward Saturday night.
Let's celebrate good times. Come on!
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Let's break out the glow sticks. It's time to get this party started.
Well, yeah, maybe. When do you actually turn your clock ahead? Do you actually wait until 2 in the morning on Sunday morning? No.
I don't have any clocks. They just do it all themselves. It's called my cell phone.
You have the cell phone.
Well, okay, deal. I lie.
And then your laptop. And
yeah, kind of when thing. The whole alarm thing happened on my birthday, let's not go there. My parents were hilarious and dropped off a Big Ben on my door, so I technically do now. But
you do have one wind-up clock. Yes. You will have to adjust.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of people still have clocks on the wall. That's fine. But is it okay to do it like Saturday before you go to bed? Sure. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I just rely on my phone, you know, because it just automatically does it. And that's what kills me about people these days. They'll go, oh my gosh, I had to change this clock and this clock. Now they've made it pretty much foolproof to be able to do it. You have every reminder in the world on Facebook and everything. And
except for that dude the other night who posted a picture of Cher and it said, if I could turn back time, share this with everybody. I immediately commented, dude.
There's one every year. Yes.
Somebody does it the wrong way every year. And if you put it on Facebook, who knows who will, what's the old thing? Spring forward, fall back.
Yeah.
It's easy enough to remember.
Evidently he falls forward a lot in his life.
He's drunk. I don't know.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
One day closer to St. Patrick's Day. Karina, my dear.
Our holiday.
Yeah.
It's our day to shine, it's Tom Morgan.
It's a big deal for us. I don't know if it's a big deal for everyone, but we certainly hope it is because Wise Markets has a pot of gold for you, but it's easy to win that pot of gold.
Yeah, so phone's already ringing, actually. Yeah, we've got winners all this week, and all we're asking is for you to give us your famous recipe that you love. Did you just like the same old, or you come up with like a spin on it? And also, it can include alcohol. I'm just saying, you got a nice shamrock shake recipe. Well, throw that at us, too. Anything that you do is tradition. We're all for it.
Yeah, I mean, it is Friday.
Absolutely.
And Flashback Friday is only about 15 minutes away, so about a beverage, huh?
All right. Yeah, let's get a beverage in here. Tom and I need to, like, wash all that goodness down from the other recipes. So.
There you go.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Wash down the other recipes. That's perfect.
WQKX.
We'll take our winner in just a bit.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carol. Carol Strauss from Northumberland.
All right, Carol Strauss from Northumberland, hit me. What you got?
I've been sitting on this all week. I do have a recipe for Irish mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And it's a great way to use up your leftover cabbage. Like if you're making the corned beef and cabbage, you have that extra cabbage in the fridge. What you do is you just prepare your mashed potatoes as usual, cook the cabbage, and you add about 2 cups of the cabbage to the mashed potatoes, and you also add raw, very thin sliced onion, and sprinkle it with a little bit of pepper, and there you go.
Okay, now where does the booze come in? This is what I'm wondering.
I don't know.
Oh,
we might need the green beer to wash it down.
There you go. Now, Carol, is this the Irish version of loaded mashed potatoes, like with the bacon and scallions and Irish dough?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say so.
Yes. Awesome. Well, congratulations. You got yourself a $25 gift card to Wise Markets.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, you want a drink? I'll give you a drink.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, I call this the Tipsy Leprechaun.
Ooh.
You take mint chocolate chip ice cream.
Okay.
You're going to put it in your blender. You're going to add creme de coco.
Ooh.
Or cacao, whatever, however you say it.
Yeah, okay.
And then the Bailey's Irish Cream.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on how thick you want your shake, you might add a little bit of milk. Or maybe a little more Bailey's.
A little less milk, a little more Bailey's. Okay.
And then you just literally mix it in the blender, and depending on your thickness of your shake, if you want it real thick like an ice cream,
you know,
if you want it thinner, add a little more alcohol or milk.
Okay.
There you go.
Could you be here by 7:30?
Maybe.
We need to do non-try it Tuesday. It's try it Friday.
Yeah,
that's right. Free for all Friday, right?
There you go.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Oh, it's that Flashback Friday, baby. I've got it on the Facebook page. And get those comments in. Or you can call us at 1-800-326-94KX.
I don't know why she changes her voice when she says that.
Because it's Flashback Friday.
Good morning.
It's Flashback Friday.
This doesn't get old.
On 94KX.
Got it in the comments on our Facebook page. Drop those 80s and 90s requests. Got one from Christine Kaufman. She wants to hear Phil Collins. Didn't really say which one, so guess what, girl? You're getting Susu Studio.
Because we're a little tired of in the air tonight.
It's 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, we got some good news coming up, but somebody on the Ford Fun Line.
And before we get to that, we got some local good news.
Yeah, what's up?
The Lying Mountain High School and Middle School archery teams are headed to state today in Penn State to shoot. Congratulations to the team. We have a charter bus that we're heading up. The bus is leaving at 7:30.
Okay.
And we'll be gone all day.
Wow. Hey, hang on a minute. We'll get this information. I didn't even know they had an archery team.
No, I didn't even know
there was a state competition for that.
Well, we do now, and good luck, guys.
Lion Mountain, huh?
Absolutely.
How about that?
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about this the whole rest of the day. I hope they call us back tonight and tell us how they did.
Yeah.
That would be even better. Remember that Tom and Karina are backing you all the way.
Absolutely.
You know, that's something I always wanted to do. I'm not a hunter, but if I was a hunter, I don't own any guns. I would do archery because it's classy.
I used to bow hunt.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With who?
My dad. And yeah? Yeah. Actually, yeah, like actual hunted.
Does your dad still go?
Oh, yeah.
Your dad is a bass boat. I'm gonna suck up to him to go fishing. And now he's an archer.
Yes.
So I'm going to suck up to him to do archery.
Wow. I smell a Saturday in our day of fishing and archery.
I suck at golf, so I might as well try archery.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
That's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Yeah, the good news goes to the dog. Dogs today. Great stuff. Two dog rescues. One of them on ice.
You are awesome. Thank you very much. We got their dog. She got her baby back. How awesome. Here, I got some dog treats also.
She's
got
to be hungry. Yeah, look at there's puppy dog found.
It happened in Michigan. The dog floated for 7 miles before a passerby rescued that pooch.
Huh, crazy. Outdoor vlogger Kawika Singston in Hawaii is getting praised for rescuing a dog 25 feet inside a live volcano.
Hang on, guys. All right, another happy ending. We got Maka out of this hole. Thank goodness for these kids over here. They had the GPS tracker on the log. Very smart.
Wow.
Wow.
From an icy rescue to a hot,
the lengths a man or a human will go for a pet or a dog. I mean, I know it wasn't his own, but wow, that's so crazy.
That's good news. Hey, in our annual Raise the Region campaign is real good news. Over $2 million for the second year in a row. $2,142,978. Wow, over 7,400 people donating that money.
Yep, to your local nonprofits that you wanted to hear from and help. So that's pretty awesome. That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. 94.1 WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Double dose of late night on the way.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Nintendo announced that it will postpone the release of a new war game in light of recent world news and due to gas prices, the new Mario Kart.
And this is fun. Disney just gave a first look at Tom Hanks as Geppetto in the live-action remake of Pinocchio. Oh. Yeah. You know, Wilson the volleyball saw that puppet and was like, who the hell is he?
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Bobby Brown says it's my prerogative.
You got to say it like Bobby used to say it. Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown.
My name is Bobby Brown.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
Wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah, here comes some celebrities. You may recognize some of them. Some of them maybe not.
Maybe not.
Benji and Joel Madden, they're 43. They're the twins in Good Charlotte. What a good band.
Okay.
Do you remember Lisa Loeb?
Yes.
She was recently on an insurance commercial.
It was the best thing ever, making fun of herself. I thought it was the best thing ever. It's the best medicine right there.
I miss you.
I miss Lisa Loeb, too. She's a cutie. 54 years old.
Wow.
Joey Buttafuoco is 66.
I just like saying that
Joey.
Name.
Buttafuoco.
We used to say that all the time. I don't even know why back in the 90s. Joey.
Wearing
your Buttafuoco.
Joey.
All right, and finally, don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin is 72 years old
goodness.
Today.
Is he still happy?
I don't know.
We're not sure.
We should probably check with the senior center where he's living. Stop it.
Doing a wellness check.
A happy check. Yeah, there you go. Let's do the local celebs. What do we call them, ladies?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. Adrian Waddick from Cap Heights is 49 years old today.
Claire Sankey is 25. Happy birthday.
Desiree Bartolo, she's from Cap Heights too. Maybe she knows Adrian. I don't know. She's 56 today.
Share a cake. Devin Edmondson is 23 today.
Happy birthday to Dixie Kodak from Cole Township. She is 41.
Helen Aukers from Middleburg, 72 today. Happy birthday.
Katie Ziegler, Sunbury, 28 today.
Tyler Yetter from Middleburg is 37. Happy birthday. Mara Scott today is 20. Happy birthday, Mara. Officially in the 20s.
And a big happy birthday to Vicky Concini. She is 64 years old over there in Northumberland. We got some additions to the list.
Oh, nothing on Facebook, but we did get a phone call about Jackson Bite, 6 years old from Danville High School, a kindergartner. Happy birthday, buddy.
Aww. He's just a little tyke. Anybody else? Spike. Anybody?
Not that I know of. Going once, going twice.
And the phone's not doing a thing, so let's just move on.
Okay, sounds good. Every day at this time, what do?
It's birthday buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Stay with us. We've got the news, the sports, the AccuWeather, viral comedy on the way, and Movie Mike is in the house.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're stacked up, man. It's all coming up.
Morgan in the Morning. Flashback Friday continues. Get them on the Facebook page. Keep them coming right now. Michelle wants to hear REO Speedwagon. Can't fake this feeling any longer.
WQKX viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Yeah, look these up later. I know you're driving to work or whatever. Listen to them now. We've got a couple cuts for you. TV stations and the way they've been handling the gas prices. It's just so typical.
Gas prices are going up again, and you know what that means. A hastily made story about it on your local 5 o'clock news. We'll start with a still shot of the gas station sign. Then someone opened up the gas tank and put the thing in. Next, we're going to do a shot of the price ticker as they fill up with gas. We'll probably just interview someone at the gas station and ask them very leading questions.
I can't afford to go to the grocery store anymore. I can't afford food anymore.
We'll show some more shots of the person we just interviewed showing them looking frustrated.
I mean, at this point, I'm honestly thinking about maybe, you know, taking out a second mortgage on my house or selling one of my kidneys.
Blabity, blabity, blah. That's comedian John Christ.
I love him.
Yes. Well, that gas price thing is pretty much everything we saw on Channel 16 the last 3 days. That's all I'm saying.
A YouTuber shared several interesting things that maybe got a little philosophical, things you probably don't think about.
Your face is a combination of thousands of years worth of other people's faces. Dang.
What?
You might have made a decision that saved your life without knowing it. That's kind of crazy. Saying you'd be happy if you die tomorrow either shows that you're really happy with your life or really depressed. The minimum wage is a lot of people's maximum wage. Kind of wild. And websites tell you we value your privacy, then continue to list all the ways they violate it.
Amen. I love that last one.
Oh, my.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Look them up later. They're both real funny.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house, and he's not going to the theater. He's going to the television set.
Hmm. Something with Disney Plus. You all know and love it. It's coming up. Morgan in the Morning.
Who's bad?
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Pixar's new movie Turning Red is skipping theaters and going straight to Disney Plus. Is that a bad sign? I'll tell you in just a second, but first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Sing 2. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. In Pixar's new movie, Turning Red, a 13-year-old girl spontaneously starts turning into a red panda whenever she becomes too emotional. That's right, after toys, fish, and cars, Pixar is tackling puberty. She learns how to keep the situation under control, but that becomes difficult when her mother tries to force her to take part in a ceremony designed to eliminate the problem on the exact same night as the big concert from the boy band she's obsessed with. This just goes to prove my theory that boy bands are responsible for most of the world's problems.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm looking at you, 98 degrees.
Okay.
Turning Red is Pixar's loosest, wackiest movie to date. Watching this poor girl turn into a panda at the worst possible times is hilarious, but also a metaphor for all the bodily changes that humiliate us when we're teenagers. For all the crazy comedy, though, the story is actually a really insightful look at puberty. We all remember how intense our feelings were during those years, so there's a lot in the film to relate to. I'd even go so far as to say this is an excellent spiritual sequel to the company's Inside Out. Appealing animation and good voice performances add to the fun. Turning Red is terrific entertainment for anyone who's ever endured those awkward adolescent times. Or some of us are still in them. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3.5 growing pains.
Hey, mister, I raised 3 teenage girls.
Okay. So you can relate to this movie big time. Did they turn into pandas?
No, they turned into wild biatches.
Oh, Lord.
She was my favorite member of Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay.
Biatches, yes. She was the most talented.
I can't even with you two.
Have a great weekend, Mike.
You too.
See you Monday.
See you then.
WQKX. It's Flashback Friday on 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday, that's a cool song.
Yep, Slade Shrek, Wind and Fire, Boogie Wonderland. Thank you for that request. Mm-hmm. Flashback Friday.
We like to mic up at 8:15, but it is so hard to do it over the Ford Fun Line when the requests are lighting up like crazy. We wanted to have our friend Seth on from United Way, but we do have the information on our latest winner, correct?
Yeah, with the United Way, our Be Kind campaign. Week two was Be Kind to Your Peers, and our latest winner is Betty Scott, nominated by her friend Lisa Storer. Betty just won herself a $50 gift card to Skeeter's Barbecue Pit in Shamokin Dam. Congratulations.
Yeah, week three is underway like right now, and it goes until the 14th of March. And here's our category now, in a way you could be kind. Somebody that is making a difference in the community. All right, we all know somebody that loves the volunteer here, there, everywhere. They have to definitely be making a difference in our community.
Yeah, and if all you have to do is go to WQKX.com, click on the Be Kind banner. But if you're the person being kind, you can take a photo and hashtag it BeKind2022. WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We got late night TV. Seth has discovered the secret to a good marriage.
Yeah, okay.
But keep in mind, it's Seth.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
In a new interview, a Virginia couple claimed that in their over 30-year marriage, they have never had a single argument. And if you want to know what their secret is, lying in interviews.
Flashback Friday.
We're sending you back.
Flashback Friday on 94KX.
Flashback Friday, your requests have been incredible.
Last week, John Fogerty wanted to hear a song for his wife. She's got The Look by Roxette. Well, your wife chimed back this week, and that was for you, John Fogerty, from Courtney. Salt and Peppa, what a good man. She said it's all in the title.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, happy anniversary. Happy second birthday to COVID.
Why are we... No. Yeah. Stop.
It's something you don't want to celebrate after 2+ years of constant chaos. I guess we shouldn't be too surprised about this. A new report by the American Psychological Association found that we are more stressed than ever right now.
What are you talking about?
See that?
87% of Americans say their mental health has been greatly affected by the, quote, constant stream of crisis without a break. I getcha. Top things we're stressed about include inflation, gas prices, and the whole, you know, Russia-Ukraine thing.
They say it's not uncommon for a majority of Americans to feel stressed out, but it's rare to see everyone stressed out.
Again, go back to the be kind thing. Everyone's stressed. Don't act like you're any different. Like, just be nice to each other.
That's a great way to start it. Be kind, okay? Can we be kind? And then as far as the stress, just ignore it. It'll go away every
Take
time you're
breaths,
kind.
Deep breaths.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, coming up, we're going to find out who's going to get their heating bill waived. And it's pretty cool because it'll happen after the show.
Yeah, we'll be
You'll
doing
have
it.
To be watching, right?
Yeah, Facebook Live. We'll see who that lucky winner is with Midpen Energy on 94KX. 94KX is a Flashback Friday. That was a request from Jerry Sticks Renegade.
Loud and proud. You guys have been great with the requests this morning on Flashback Friday. Hey, I have to give a shout out to Megan, the school bus driver in the Shikellamy School District. I met her yesterday afternoon at a gas station. She was filling up the bus, so I had to ask. It's
that
diesel.
Costs a penny.
Yeah, it's diesel, so I said, how much is this going to cost? She said, we have a new rule. We can only put a half tank in, 100-gallon tank, half tank, $300.
Wow.
Anyway, she loves her job. She loves driving the bus.
Speaking of buses, we've got the Line Mountain Archery Middle School and High School team on their way to Penn State for the state championship. Good luck, guys. Bring it home.
Yeah, and it's like in archery. We didn't even know archery existed.
No.
Like on a high school competitive level.
Well, we do now. I hope these That's boys and girls cool. bring it home to win.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of competition, I like auto shows. I like aftermarket parts. I'm a Motorhead, and I can't believe that we're going to be at a new Motorhead place tomorrow. Mafioso Motorsports, their grand opening. Sam Tyler is going to be doing the show.
Pretty cool.
She's studying up on pistons as I speak. Anyway, I mean, if oh man, there's going to be food, cars, Power One diesel, Dr. Dino, all kinds of accessories, wheels, tires.
You can be able to fix my car after this.
Oh, there's Sam.
You know what's funny? I didn't know that there was a difference between wheels and tires until I started like researching.
So the answer is no.
You're gonna have to get an education.
So my old friend Pete's gonna have to like teach me a thing or two if he wants this to go swimmingly.
You don't know what you don't know, and you learn what you learn.
You're gonna have the hottest looking Ford Fusion in the parking lot.
Right, baby.
She's gonna hop
he
it up, man.
Our cars. He calls mine the pea shooter. What the heck?
A pea shooter.
You got the ugliest car in the world. I'm sorry. It looks like a roller skate.
Do you really want to go there, Tom?
No, you started it.
I just want to know what's hanging down out of the back of it, Karina.
Really? I thought we were friends, Sam. Jeez Louise.
It used to be an exhaust pipe.
It's Friday. Yeah. My Moxie's there this morning, baby.
There you have it. So check out Sam and her Moxie tomorrow.
At Mafioso Motorsports on Susquehanna Trail.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Baseball is back. You heard Rob the Sports Center talking about it. I can't believe
it took you this long to talk about it today.
We're a little busy. I'm dancing around here with a song in my heart. Opening day, April 7th, and they will skip days off. Kind of like snow days for school kids. They will get in all 162 games.
Wow, they're going to be busy.
And it starts April 7th. Brings us to our parting shot. I was actually watching college baseball yesterday because there isn't any other baseball. And some college baseball is real good. And then there's some college baseball that you wonder, are these guys really D1? A player yesterday playing for Ole Miss stole second, third, and home on the same play.
There's the shot in the air, the runner. He made it. He slid in successfully. And now he's going to try to take third because nobody's covering third. And Chatagnier makes it in there safely as well. And now nobody's covering home. Can he do it? You bet he can. He slid into all three bases, second, third, and home. And when are you going to see that one, Keith Kessinger?
Never.
When are you going to see that again? Could you see like Kevin Hur or Matt Catrillo saying that? When are you going to see that one again? The other guy goes, never. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.
It's Morgan in the Morning.